When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It is time for The Spillover with Chris Raff, sponsored by Computer Hardware at 70th and O. Go see Tripp and the squad for all your Apple product needs, phones, computers, watches, and more. Also in Kearney, Hastings, and GI Computer Hardware.
Welcome to Raff.
Yeah, Raff, good to see you.
Welcome, Raff, to the studio, Jake.
Raff, we're glad to have you here in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
You know what's funny Raff has been in North Platte for 2 weeks. He's also been down in Mexico. Is that right, Raff?
Cabo, yep.
So Raff is tan. During one of the breaks, Bill asked Young Ben the question of it's what? June 25th. Young Ben, have you been outside at all this summer?
Uh-oh, Ben's looking
then
at you.
Then he said, you're opaque, is how he called
it's
it.
Oh, okay. He's staring you down.
Ben, you're fine. Ben is pretty pale. He's not tan.
He's fine. He works a lot.
He does. Ben's a hard worker.
Yes. He's on the radio. I've heard Ben, and he's very pleasant on the radio.
He is pleasant.
If you catch Ben on the radio, you'll hear pleasant sound. Anyway, we got a correction.
Uh-oh.
Raff, what's the correction?
Well, we were talking about, are all Nebraska players young, freshmen? Are all the freshmen here, all the newcomers here? One's for sure not David Hufkin. Is not here yet.
Say it better again.
David Hufkin.
Thank you.
The German is not here, but he will be here in July, is what Sean Callahan has said.
Did he text you?
No. Oh. Rico.
Oh, Rico.
Rico brought it to my attention.
Wow.
So that would be one who's not here. If there's others, it'd be just one or two, probably. Okay. So, Hufkin.
Thank you for that update there, that correction.
Yeah.
Raff, last night was actually, surprisingly, for late June, a very good sports day. You had the CWS wrapped up. Tennessee beats A&M 6-5. But Stanley Cup, Game 7, the Panthers, Florida, beat Edmonton 2-1. What were you watching last night, Raph, of those two?
All right. I started out watching the CWS.
Okay. You started earlier than that. It's fine.
Yep.
Six.
Keeping posts on the NHL game, the Stanley Cup.
Keeping tabs.
And then when the CWS ended, I hurry up and I changed the channel over to the third period of the NHL Stanley Cup.
Okay. How much did you watch? The whole third period then or not?
I think it was like 8 minutes left in the third.
High drama.
You prioritized the CWS. I prioritized NHL.
You went NHL first. Okay.
Yeah, I went NHL.
He's in Nebraska and the event is in Nebraska, the CWS. It's understandable for Raph to go that angle first.
Yeah, surprising. Raph, I would say you made the wrong decision.
Well, the sheriff was in the house last night.
So, yeah, he's a Peyton Manning fan.
I have to watch for any sheriff visuals.
The hockey was appreciably more exciting.
You didn't watch the CWS game. You can't
confirm that. I don't know about that. That CWS game was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't for seven innings. It was 6-1 going into the eighth, and then A&M scored two runs in the eighth and ninth to make it 6-5.
I respect that.
But 6-1, it was not high drama. There was also an epic slide into home plate that the guy somehow avoided the tag and got a run for Tennessee, which was awesome. So there was some. It was a good baseball game, but Sip, I'm just impressed you watched an entire three periods of hockey.
Yeah, I don't. I usually, my attention span doesn't allow me to do stuff like that, but the hockey was riveting. The hockey was riveting. Game seven, as you know, Raph, you're an older gentleman. You are. And we know that in game sevens in hockey, it maybe doesn't get much better than that.
It might not get much better. That last 3 minutes and 50 seconds was nuts. Bobrovsky was hanging on for dear life.
Sergei was hanging on. I love Bobrovsky, man.
Yeah, he's hanging on. And it was wild and it was intense. And the whole match, Raph, I would say the whole game, we call them hockey
matches. It's a hockey game.
It was easy to watch because it was intense. It was I said it on our show. The presentation of that game seven.
When you need to work quickly and confidently across different apps and platforms, consistent quality communication is key. Whether you're writing documents, emails, or presentations, you need Grammarly. It's an AI writing partner that helps you get your work done faster with better writing. It's always there to help because it works where you work, across 500,000 apps and websites, so you can get more done no matter where you're writing. Grammarly is the gold standard of responsible AI, trusted by millions of professionals for 15 years. It gives you personalized writing suggestions based on your audience, goals, and context, plus tone suggestions to help you navigate even the most difficult work conversations. 96% of users agree Grammarly helps them craft more impactful writing. Sign up and download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast. Grammarly. Easier said, done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It met what you'd expect of a game seven, from everything from the level of play to the crowd noise to McDonough. What's his first name?
Sean McDonough, the guy stalked at the Scottsdale bar years ago.
Sean McDonough is I would say a grade A hockey announcer. My God, he's good. I mean, really.
He's just a grade A announcer in general. Yeah, everything he does, he's good at.
Yeah,
Sean McDonough. Every game he broadcasts,
he's really strong, kind of breathtakingly strong.
Very good call. So congrats to Florida. I am ashamed to admit, even though I'm a Miami Dolphins and Miami Heat fan, I am not a long term fan of the Panthers. I'm a Detroit Red Wings fan.
Oh, you could have had a title last night.
I could have had a title, but I'm hoping for the sake of South Florida some good vibes.
You're gonna
that the Dolphins
me.
Are gonna. Do something special in the Heat, maybe, too.
You're going to kill me. Jake's going to kill me. I know he's going to kill me, but don't say you're a Red Wings fan.
Why?
Because you can't name the coach.
Not right now.
You can't name a player.
Steve Yzerman.
I could give you the entire 2004 roster right now if you want me to.
That's 2004.
Yzerman, Chelios, Shanahan, McCarty,
you're a Detroit
Dominic Hasek, Chris Osgood, Nicholas Lidstrom. Should I keep going?
That's pretty good.
Wow. Yeah,
That's like saying I'm a Dodgers fan because I know Steve Garvey, Ron Say, Lopes. Monday,
good comparison.
Dusty Baker, Steve Yeager.
It's a good comparison.
Fernando Valenzuela. Can you say I'm a Dodgers fan? Not really.
No, that's a good comparison, though. Yeah. I'm glad you brought that up.
They tore down the Joe Louis Arena now, didn't they?
I couldn't even tell you that.
I think they did.
Henrik Zetterberg, Sergei Fedorov.
But you can't name a single player now.
I can't name anybody on the team right now. One.
Are you sure they're still in Detroit?
They're in Detroit.
Okay.
Maybe I make it a goal to get back. You know, we've said in the show we want to get into hockey, and you watched the Stanley Cup, and it was awesome. Maybe we watch more than just Game 7 next year.
I got a question
for Rob. I think they play at the Little Caesars Arena now.
Okay, I got a question for Rob.
All right.
We really went all in on hockey on our show in the first segment. Do you feel like there's hockey fans that will be sort of annoyed that we're joining the party now?
No, they love it. Are they
okay with us?
Yeah.
Coming into their party?
Oh, yeah. Okay. They're good with that.
It's too bad. We're here anyways. We joined your party.
I mean, we kind of crashed the party.
Deal with it. Yeah. We're here. We took
your
party.
It was fun. I mean, the party was fun.
Came in and took a bunch of shots at your party. Made it fun. Made it different there.
I went to one NHL game in my life.
Where? I've never.
Anaheim.
Did you really?
Yep.
You saw the Ducks?
Yeah, I saw Anaheim versus Calgary, the first game of the playoffs. This has been probably like 6 or 7 years ago.
Is it the Ducks?
Yeah.
The Anaheim Mighty Ducks?
Yes. They got rid of Mighty. They're just Ducks now.
They should be Mighty, though.
Yep. So I saw Ducks and Flames.
I think I've been to three. In the most random place.
Jeez,
in the most random.
To three?
I think I've been
you've
to
been
three.
Been to three NHL games.
I've been to a Arizona Coyotes game, RIP, now in Utah.
Okay. Yeah.
I went to a Buffalo Sabres game in Buffalo. They played the Penguins. Lost 6-0.
Missing Tooth Greg's favorite team, the Buffalo Sabres.
Sabres. And then
Sabres.
I saw.
He's going to kill me for saying that.
I went to a Dallas Stars game also.
You've been to three.
Wow. Three NHL games, I believe.
How were they live?
They were fun. I had a great time. Great time. Nice.
Yeah, it sounds fun. Like,
even if you're not a big hockey fan, just go to an NHL game. Go to the Stars games here. Go to Lincoln Stars. They're fun. Hockey is fun to be at. You can have no clue what's happening with icing and all the different penalties. You will enjoy the environment of a hockey game.
Absolutely.
I promise you.
Live hockey much better than on television.
It's quick. There's movement. It's always back and forth. There's always movement going on. It's not slow like baseball. Always active.
The Stars presentation's good. I mean, it was way back when I went, but the presentation was really good. The music's really good. It's fun. That when they drop the gloves, it's super fun. When
absolutely.
Two guys go at it. It's fun. I'm not joking. When they fight, it's fun. It's interesting.
See, that was the problem. The first ever Stars game I went to, it was like a regular season game, and I guess regular season doesn't mean as much. So there was like 13 fights, and I was like, this is the greatest thing I've ever seen in my life. Then I went back later that year, and they're in the playoffs.
No fight.
I was like, what's going on here? Where are the fights? Oh, this is the playoff game. Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can't find the playoffs, apparently.
Nope.
Whatever. No. All right. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and Amon Green is next for Steve Sippel and Bill Bush. I am Jake Sorensen, and we will see you tomorrow.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.